Okay, look at this couple. Now, they have a good-sized business down in Austin. And they started it really as a result of a family of personal tragedy. They lost a child in childbirth and the hospital, and she was recovering, you know, under bed rest. So she started knitting, you know, and making baby socks or whatever. And then they just said, hey, let's put it on the internet and see what happens. Man, instantly they got 400 orders. Man, that sounds like when I was my heyday of you know, having New York Times bestsellers. But they just got it themselves on the internet. And it cost them like $12 to get that far. That's it. So now you have all these orders or whatever, you know, to start a whole business. And now, boy, you watch the interview, how happy they are doing this. And they're figuring it all out as they go along. You know, there's no magic in life anymore. The tools are out there. You know, it may take you time to learn. You know, you're not going to be an instant millionaire or whatever kinds of thing. That may happen, and then you call me because I'll certainly do an interview with you. But most of us are going to have to struggle. You know, but they don't need money. You don't need expertise. You have to have the desire and the heart, and that's what it's all about. Now, this is something that they really want to do. This woman just loves fashion, loves things, so it's not any baby wear. Now they're in the women's clothes, and it's all online. And that's what's so neat. All the opportunities now, the growth is going to be online. You're not going to open up a new chain of stores. I mean, that'll happen, but that's not where the growth is. There's millions of new stores opening up online. What's happening now, too, is that we no longer have mass market. We have masses of markets. You know, like everybody, you know, when I was, you know, my businesses were growing, I wanted to get in Walmart and things like that because that was the biggest thing and whatever. Now, Walmart's shrinking. They're closing stores because nobody wants to go to the mall anymore and get the same thing everybody else is. They want niche stuff. So that's why all these people with, you know, just unique ideas now have a place to go and cost money to show them, you know. And raise money and get customers. You don't need 5 million customers. You maybe need 50. Maybe you need 500. Well, you certainly can find 500 people on the internet who likes the same, who's as crazy as you are about something. That's what's neat. You don't have to have a big shopping mall to be in. You have, you know, websites that millions of people come to every day looking for stuff. You know, so all you need is a few of them, very few. See, these big organizations and big retailers, they need millions of people, millions of dollars, billions, and all this kind of stuff. That's why when they say your product is nonsense, we can't put it in our store, because they want it to be appeal to everybody. And very few of us are that good to know something that could appeal to everybody. But you have something that could appeal to a couple hundred people, right? You just have to find those couple hundred people. And see, it doesn't cost any money to do that. Just start learning the system. Start learning the tools that are available. And you could teach yourself their tools. Or just don't pay a lot of money. Don't go to classes that are going to cost you $500,000 to do this. You know, you go, your local librarian will even help you. You know, because I support libraries now that let you come in and they'll work with you one-on-one to start up stores on the internet for free. So if you Google that help, you're going to get somebody who's going to charge you a lot of money. You don't. If you have money, God bless you. Pay him, I don't care. But if you don't, you know, you don't have to pay people. And you can learn. You can get that expertise nowadays. It is out there. You just have to be curious enough to believe it's there. That's what it is. Believing the health is there. You know? Because if you don't believe it's there, man, you're going to stop the first roadblock. See, and the key to life is getting over those roadblocks. Which means you just keep going. You don't know any different, right? So watch this interview. Okay, well, Rick and Melissa Hennett of GraceAndLace.com. Now, the first thing, Rick, I got to say, you got a big, you know, macho football shirt in the background there. You know, and you have a three-day growth. How the hell did you get involved with Grace and Lace?
I never expected to be in women's apparel. That we call an accidental company. We were not planning to get into it, but we're here and... the journey's pretty incredible.
Well, you were saying before we went on the air, Melissa, that you were knitting these. You had a a bad experience losing a child, you know, I guess during birth in a hospital, and you were knitting little booties. Was that it?
No, a pair of socks.
Socks.
While I was on bed rest during the emergency situation, you know, the only thing I could do was work with my hands. So that's where I picked up a skill that I had learned in the past. And I actually, while I was on bed rest, was making baby blankets. And the loss of our daughter that, you know, really produced the inspiration and the love for knit. So it wasn't until a while after her loss that that I made my first pair of boot socks. And that's what
I see. And so, as you were saying before, Rick, that it cost about $15 to make those socks, put them on the web, you got 400 orders in just a few minutes or whatever, something like that?
Instantly.
Wow!
About a 48-hour period before 400 order requests. But
wow! Was that a
plan on starting anything, and it just exploded out of nowhere.
Was that a Kickstarter campaign kind of thing or what?
No.
No, just a normal website, huh?
Yep.
Wow. And now what kind of things do you carry on graceandlace.com?
We make all kinds of women's apparel now. Everything from, the business started with lace tops, boot socks, and leg warmers. But now I make design a full line of women's apparel and children's clothing as well.
Ah, so all the clothing, is it handmade like yours, or is it manufactured now you're so big?
No, our business is so big now. We started out handmade, but with the volume of sales that we do now, now I have me and a design team do all the designing, but it's all mass produced to make our volume.
I see, wonderful. So how is it? I mean, being a couple and... I mean, it's tough. Anybody living with anybody else is tough today, but just in personal relationships. But now businesses, to put that in the mix, what does that do to your relationship?
You know, I think it's drawn us closer together, believe it or not. My wife is so incredibly talented, and she really compliments me because she's gifted in areas that I'm not, and vice versa. So we make an incredible business team. I love being in business with her. We do have some passionate disagreements from time to time. come back together and I really rely on her and trust her expertise. And I think that she does the same with me. So it works out pretty amazing.
So when you started the business, I mean, after that 400, did you go out and raise venture capital and stuff like that? Or how'd you grow this thing financially? No.
No, we actually used the profits of the business.
Uh-huh.
And Melissa, again, is so brilliant that she pre-sold a lot of the...
I see.
So we didn't have to get ourselves in a situation where we had to put a lot of money into it because we knew exactly what we needed because she pre-sold the product.
Wow. So in other words, you booty strapped it. Right. Well, that's wonderful. And pre-selling, and that's what people do. They buy things before they get them. Now, you don't walk into department stores and say, hey, I'll buy this and pick it up next month. But you do on the internet, don't you?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, so you have money now to grow your business. So as it gets bigger, do you feel you're growing further apart? You know, because now you got to run the production, you got to run marketing, and you don't talk much?
No, I mean, we have a good delineation of roles and responsibilities. I mean, Rick is really good at the business side and managing sales and projections, and I'm the creative mind, and I mean, those two go hand in hand to operate a business. So,
and Matthew, we've got a phenomenal workforce.
Yeah.
Our staff, our team is just absolutely incredible. So that really allows us to flourish. And
I see.
Go do their thing, and they flourish too.
Yeah. No, I mean, the best employees are the ones that don't take management.
Right. We do management. We don't micromanage.
Right. So do you have like a normal office style of stuff, or is everybody in your house now?
Oh, no.
That would be crazy.
We have about 36 to 40 employees.
Wow.
So we run a full office and warehouse. In fact, we just... built our brand new, we're about to finish a brand new custom warehouse for our just exploding growth. So,
wow. Well, you have wonderful problems, don't you?
Yes.
All these sales, the customers are in the way every day, and all this kind of stuff. And you got to figure out what to do with the money. And oh my God, I always feel so. My heart goes out to you for all these problems. Well, that's wonderful to hear the success story, and it can be done. You know, without a little money, and you know, you darn something up, and 400 orders in a couple hours, and wonderful. Well, you're a delightful couple, and thanks for doing this and sharing it with the rest of us and inspiring us that we can do that too. And to see how you do it and the neat stuff, graceandlace.com. Now, which one is the lace? Which one is the grace? She's both, huh?
She is the grace and the lace.
The name of our business came from the tagline, made with his grace and a little bit of lace.
Ah, I see.
That's where it came from, and so kind of just stuck.
And you add his silly face, and now you got a trifecta. Wonderful, guys. Thank you so much. Good luck to you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.